morning. I'm David E. Young with your WNLD Newsbreak. Authorities are investigating three deaths in a Detroit furniture shop. A friend of store owner Charles Halliburton found the bodies of local residents Patrick Kolksik, Michael Johnson, and Liddell Brooks, apparently dead from carbon monoxide poisoning. Police say that a couple of generators they found running may have something to do with it. Halliburton had been hospitalized just the day before for the same thing. Halliburton is being treated at Sinai Grace Hospital. Meanwhile, authorities are looking for the killer of a new Baltimore couple found beaten and stabbed on Saturday. Police say they found the bodies of 58-year-olds Ronald and Christine Jabali while checking on the couple. New Baltimore Police Chief John Bulgar says the Jabalis were likely attacked by someone they knew. This is hitting the community on the heels of the Barrels murder in the same area, for which accused killer Samantha Baczynski is still on trial. Her boyfriend Patrick Celipit pled guilty in the Barrel case. President George W. Bush is calling for immediate action from the UN. He says that North Korea's claim to have conducted a nuclear test can only raise tensions, as he reaffirmed his commitment to a nuclear-free Korean peninsula.
The United States condemns this provocative act. The proclaimed actions taken by North Korea are unacceptable and deserve an immediate response by the United Nations Security Council.
The president says he fully expects the world to respond swiftly. A Joplin, Missouri middle school student is facing criminal charges. Authorities say the student fired a gun at Memorial Middle School, not injuring anybody. The student was arrested quickly as the school implemented its emergency plan, which school superintendent Jim Simpson says worked perfectly. Students were moved to a prearranged place on campus until their parents could pick them up. That's the news. Sports and a look at the weather are next.
William Shatner here for Priceline.com. Really big. A quarter of a million people big.
In sports, our Tigers could go all the way, sending the Yankees back home in a spectacular 8-3 win. They are headed to the American League Championship Series to face off against the Oakland Athletics in California tomorrow. When will the Lions have a win? And another heartbreaking loss. They were looted by the Vikings 26-17. So far, the Lions are 0-5 for the season. In other NFL scores, Carolina put Cleveland away 20-12, St. Louis squeezed out over the Packers 7-6, and in the Battle of the Bay, Oakland was stomped out by the Giants 34-20. In college football, Michigan is ranked 4th under Southern Cal right now. Ohio crushed Bowling Green 35-7, placing them at the top of the AP football poll. Arkansas mangled Auburn 27-10, putting them at number 17. That'll do it for sports. Your WNLD weather calls for a gorgeous day, but you can't expect a possible cloud or two with a high around 71. The clouds could increase into the evening with a low tonight around 48. Tomorrow it'll probably be a bit more cloudy and cool with a high just around 60 degrees. Right now it is sunny and 65. I'm David E. Young with your WNLD Newsbreak. Now back to Less Talk, the best variety, Southfield's own 96.9 WNLD.